It's time for Benedictine Raven Basketball on your local sports authority, Kit Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Streaming free on the MSC Radio app and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the BNP Propane pregame show.
Secure peace of mind for 2024. Hi, this is Brett with Nottie Pine Oil Company. We are your local, third-generation, family-owned source for bulk fuel, serving Northeast Kansas. I am inviting you now to lock in your fuel price for 2024. Prepay before year end and enjoy stability in your fuel costs. Act now and call 785-364-3711 today for more details.
This is KAIR-FM Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at msconews.net. Kick off the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Since 1988, Mueller's has been Atchison's original sports bar and grill, serving up great food, cold beer, and all your favorite spirits. Whether you're hanging out in the dugout or relaxing on the deck, Mueller's is the place to be. Locally owned and operated, it's been the hot spot for good times for over 30 years. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Welcome back to Raven Basketball this afternoon on Kit Radio. Benedictine in Dubuque, Iowa at Clark. And a guy's game just getting underway. They're going to start this thing about 2 or 3 minutes early just to, because the ladies game went quickly. So they're going to take advantage of that opportunity to get the guys home a little bit earlier tonight. That said, welcome back. Joseph, producing and engineering of the Kit Radio Sports Studios. Tom Counts bringing you the game here this afternoon on Kit. And quickly, Clark takes the opening tip-off and hits a quick three off the hand of Carson Lindauer. It is 3-0 Clark, just moments into the ball game. Let's take a look at the starters, first of all, for Clark. It's going to be DeMarco Clayton, a 6'4" junior from Bloomington, Illinois. Nick Bryant, a 6'1" junior from Peosta, Iowa. Out of Tama, Wisconsin, 6'4" junior, Carson Lindauer. Carson, the guy who just hit that first shot. Now here's Clark putting a shot up from the right side. No. Ravens are going to rebound it down. Maximiliano Bowman. I'm calling him Max today. He's a 6'1" junior from San Clemente, California. And running up the starting five for Clark is going to be Daquan Lewis, a 6'3" senior from here Dubuque. Now, for the Benedictine Ravens, we've been talking to Coach after every game, and they have, as you're well aware, after the game last out, the Ravens are suffering with some injuries and things. And some of the big guys are hurt. So Coach Moody has elected to go with what I'm going to call a five-guard team to start the game today. Not that mean they're going to be in their only guards all day, but he's going to start with five guards. It's going to be Ezra Vigafa, the 6'1 senior from Wellington, New Zealand. Out of Leawood, Kansas, 6'5" junior guard, Preston Reynolds. He'll have Olathe native, Harrison Kissling, a 6'3" freshman, 6'4" sophomore, Jack Vanderwoody out of Knoxville, Virginia, and Deglan Sullivan. Deglan from South Bend, Indiana, a 6'1" freshman. So for the Ravens, it'll be Vigafa, Reynolds, Kissling, Vanderwood, and Sullivan. Ravens are going to commit a foul, and the free throws, neither one is going to be good. Nick Bryant, unable to hit either free throw. And back up court with the basketball comes Benedictine. It is 3-0 Clark in the early moments of the ballgame. Here's Jack going three. Got it, Vanderwoody for three. So Jack will collect his first points of the game, and we are even at three apiece. And the ball is going to be stolen by Benedictine. Here comes Sullivan over to the left side. Jack, another three. That one rims out, no good. And a rebound swept away by Clark. Daquan Lewis clears down the board. Pride into the forecourt. Benedictine into the game today. It's 6-10 on the season. They are 5-7 in the Heart of America Athletic Conference. For the Pride, they are 3-14, 3-10 in conference play. Here's a shot from the right side, and as he drives into the lane, we're going to have a foul on Preston Reynolds. So Preston will collect his first foul of the ball game. Harrison Kissling already has one, and Benedictin, two team fouls. Clark has not committed a foul yet. Coming to the line for Clark is going to be Carson Lindauer. Free throw, it's up and good. So Lindauer hits the first of two. One more shot coming up. Second one, he'll get them both. So Lindauer hits his first two free throws, and he has all the Clark scoring right now. It is 5-3. Pride, BC, little turnaround jumper. It's up and good. Nice touch by Benedictine's Deglan Sullivan. So the Ravens and the Pride deadlocked at five. The shot on the other end missing. BC coming up with a rebound with a small team. I'll tell you what, it makes the Ravens very fast. Here comes Preston Reynolds. Goes in, up, doesn't hit the shot, draws the foul, and he's going to be coming to the free throw line for the Ravens. Yeah, so BC will be very, very quick. Reynolds comes to the line. First of two. Yep. Benedictine is in front. 6-5. And Preston will collect his first point of the afternoon. It's so good to have you with us here on KAIR-FM Horton Atchison this afternoon. Benedictine College basketball. The Ravens on the road. Free throw up. Preston gets them both. Reynolds hitting both shots, and Benedictine stretches its lead. It is now 7-5. Clark, thinking about the 15-footer, doesn't. The cross-court pass slapped out of bounds by Preston. Benedictine is going to go to the bench, and out of the ball game is going to go Ezra, and into the lineup will come the Ravens' Larry Parker III. Larry's a 6'4" sophomore from Kansas City, Missouri, out of Staley High School. Three-point shot, Clark, all the way around, rimmed out, no good, but a foul on the shot. And that is going to bring three free throws. And coming to the line is going to be Max. Maximiliano Bowman. Maximiliano out of San Clemente, California. He transferred to Clark from Tulane. Free throw. It's up and good. I think he's got a lot of green wave gear in his closet in the dorm. Second free throw. You'll get that. So, Max at the free throw line collects all three. And Benedictine trailing in the ball game at 8-7. Three-point shot, BC, no. Tipped up off the rim two times, no good. Rebound, Larry. LP3 goes up, no. Gets his own rebound, goes up, no. Gets his own rebound, goes up, yes! Well, it took him a minute, but Larry Parker gets it in. And Benedictine back in front by one at 9-8. We've seen a lot of shots taken. This is kind of like a backyard game. Here's a baseline three from the left side. It's good. That's Daquan Lewis throwing it down. And a big guy collects his first points of the game. Benedictine back on offense, 15-19 to go in the opening half. In comes Parker, comes over to the right side, driving down the baseline, running one-handed shot for the left hand is going to be up and good. Nice running shot by Jack Vanderwood. Jack has five. Ravens go up now 11, or rather tie it at 11. Fade away from 14. Nope. Rebound Preston Reynolds. Inside our five-minute break time, so it's coming up. Here's a baseline three for the Ravens, coming up short. Rebound is on the floor, being chased out on top. BC's going to save it. Tell you what, Parker did a nice job of just hustle to get after that basketball. Kept it alive, tipped it out to a teammate. And now Larry's going to dump it over to the right side to Jack. Back on top, it'll come to Larry. He's wanting to get the shot away, but the defense is right in his hip pocket. Kicks it down to the baseline. Vanderwood feeds it across to Preston. He's triple-teamed, goes up and hits it anyway, Preston Reynolds. Preston Reynolds picking up his fourth point of the ball game. It's 13-11 Benedictine at 14-10 to go. Opening half. Back it away with the basketball. It's going to be Maximiliano Bowman. Now goes left side. Three-pointer. No. Rebound Benedictine. Jack coming out with the basketball, and the Ravens are going to run. Kicking it all the way to the rack. Driving in. Left-handed shot. Off the window. And good! Ravens with a driving layup. Preston Reynolds. And here comes BC. Or rather, here comes Clark. Benedictine back on defense. Ravens leading at 15-11. Going to get a sub in for Coach Booty here pretty quickly. The basketball up top side, the feed to the free throw line, the drive down the lane, and the running shot is up and good. So a driving shot by Daquan Lewis for two. And Benedictine leads by a pair. Ravens back on offense, 13-13 to go in the half. This game moving along pretty briskly. Long three for Jack. It's in there. Jack Vanderhoof. He's gotten hot right out of the gate. 8 of Benedictine's 18 points. 13 minutes to go in the first half. Around left, into the lane. Running one-hander. No. Ravens are going to board it down. Here comes BC. Benedictine racing into the forecourt. Harrison Kissling kicks it over to the right side. Ravens challenge the bucket. Contact made, foul called, timeout's going to be taken. Before free throws are shot, we're taking a break, Joseph, at 12:47 to go in the opening half. Ravens in Dubuque. It's Benedictine 18, Clark 13.
Taco John's just married a taco with a quesadilla. Well, not married. They're a t-couple. K-situationship? Doesn't matter. Cheese matters. And this melty mammoth has a lot of it. Grilled all-white meat chicken and fiesta sauce wrapped in a melty four-cheese quesadilla? OMGs! I love when savory taco-y stuff gets together with melty cheesy stuff. Such a good-looking couple. The new OMGs quesadilla taco at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
In the timeout, Benedictine is going to make a few substitutions during this media break, so let's take a quick glance at them. Ravens are going to take Preston Reynolds and Harrison Kissling out of the game. They're going to rotate in Drew Purdy and Anthony Hall. So, Vanderwood, Hall, Parker, Sullivan, and Purdy in the game for head coach Ryan Moody and his associate head coach John Peer. The free throw, it's up and in. One more shot coming up. Ravens eye it, little knee bend, and that one does not go down, but the Ravens are going to rebound back. So Declan Sullivan hits the first, missed the second, then got the rebound. And the Ravens are going to keep it alive. And now it's going to be stolen away. It's loose on the floor. Still loose on the floor. One, two, three, four guys after it. And now it's going to get away and go out of bounds. Is there a foul? Or are they just going to say it escapes out of play? Yeah, the official's coming over to the scores table. He's going to let us know that that foul is going to be on Drew Purdy. So Drew picking up his first. And it is a 19-13 Raven lead. And we're down to 12 and a half to play in the first half. 17-foot running jump shot wide to the right side. And a rebound pulled down by Benedict and Jack Vanderwood. He's still in the game and comes up with that board. Here's a baseline three. Knocking it down, Benedict, and from deep on the left side by Drew Purdy. The big guy, a very capable perimeter shooter. And the Ravens stretch their lead now to 22-13. These two teams met back in November. Like the ladies did, all the way back on the 23rd of November, to be exact. And it was a rather clear-cut win for Clark up in the NOLA gym that day, 74-57. Well, Benedictine has taken an early 9-point lead here this afternoon, and a shot, no, rebound again to Vanderwoody. Here comes BC. Deglin brings it down, kicks it back out on top between the circles of Jack. Left side of Larry Parker. Parker looks left, goes there to Anthony. Hall will dump it over to the left side, cutting into the lane, losing his footing near travel. No whistle. Back out on top, Parker. Shot clock at 11. With 11-11 to go in the first half. Larry, all the way to the baseline. The runner is up and in. Does it count? This is going to come to the scores table. We've got the foul and... I'm still trying to decide if they're going to let them shoot or if it is going to be just inbound. So they're going to wave off the shot, and BC is going to have it in at the baseline. Benedictine is going to bring Gino Corridori in for the first time today. Here's Gino taking the inbound, backs in, dips, turns, loses the handle on it. Ravens throw it away. Corridori unable to control the basketball. A fast break on the other end is going to be laid up and good. And maybe a foul on Drew Purdy in the process. It's going to be a bucket by Jonathan Howard for Clark. Drew Purdy coming in late and just a little bit out of position is going to collect a foul. It'll be quickly his second foul to go with that three-point shot he hit a minute ago. And at the free throw line, the shot up and very short. Ravens all flat-footed, come down with the rebound. So Jonathan Howard hits the bucket, misses the free throw. It is 22-15, Ravens. And now, as they come up the floor, we're going to have another foul by Clark. These teams are playing pretty wild and loose and free out here today. Ravens are inbound it, come way out to the center circle to Purdy, to Parker. Back left side. Ravens trying to drive into the middle, not a lot of room. Cutting into the lane, the kick back left, the three. Drew Purdy from that spot has just hit his second three-point shot. Here it is. Some people have their place. The spot on the floor that they like, where they feel best shooting from. And here's a three quickly on the other end for Clark. It's now 27-18. Benedictine had for just a brief, or rather 25-18. Benedictine had their largest lead of the game at 10 for just a moment. And we're at 10:08 to go. We have a foul by Clark, and the Ravens coming to the free throw line. And this game is just up and down and wild. 26-18 is the first free throw for Larry Parker. Is good. One more shot coming up for Larry, and he knocks them both down. So Larry Parker, 4 points already this afternoon. Ravens back up 11. It's 27-18, and we are 10:08. Up with it will come Clark. Into the forecourt and down the right side. Working in front of the Raven bench here. Very patiently up top side with it. It's going to go Young Hans, and he'll put the shot up and hit it. Three-point shot by Devin Young Hans. 27-21, Benedictine. Ravens back down floor. Clark's taking a player defense. They've been right in their Ravens hip pocket. Fee comes into the lane. Little sky hook. No good for Corridori. And that will take us to the 10-minute media timeout. We're taking a break at 9:40 to go. Opening half of the men's game. Ravens in Dubuque, Iowa. Where it's Benedictine 27, Clark 21.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Acheson at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
We'll be right back.
Raven basketball on Care Radio this afternoon, and happy to be bringing it along to you today, 27-21. The Benedictine men in front, Lady Ravens with a resounding victory in game one this afternoon here at the Kiel Center in Dubuque, Iowa. Clark in the home white uniforms with gold and black. Benedictine in the traveling black with red and white. Clark will bring the floor way up top side with it. It is going to be DeMarco Clayton. He will spin into the lane. Now just turn, fall away, put a shot up. It's way too strong. And the rebound is going to be lost out of play, and it will be off. The Pride, Benedictine, will have it in from the backcourt. Harrison Kissling and Jack Vanderwoody back in the game for BC. Baseline deep in the corner. No room there. Comes off on top. Ravens near to mishandle it. Jack will corral it. Kick it over to Gino. Back over. Goes on the right side. Deglin has it. Goes in the baseline and going to be slapped out of Gino's hands. I think the defender got a bit of the wrist in the process. He did. And a foul is going to be on Devin Junghans. J-U-N-G-H-A-N-S, Junghans. Corey Dory coming to the free throw line. Two free throws for Gino. First one? Yeah. So Gino's on the board. One more shot coming up for the Raven. Post. And that one does not go in. And in fact, as it hits the back of the rim, it goes up and strikes the support for the hoop. So it'll be inbounded by Clark. Again, Benedictine has been battling injuries with their bigs during the course of the season and did not start any of them today. And Gino has just come into the game. We've not seen, and Drew Purdy came in then. We have not seen anything from Hagen Hilgendorf. 3-point shot, no good. Pride, turn it over. Benedictine coming up with it. Here's a three, left side. Doesn't fall. Rebound slapped out on top. Cleared away by Clark. They'll race it up the floor. One on three, and very wisely, they'll bring it back up top side. Get it into the hands of DeMarco Clayton. Around to the left side is going to be Howard. Donovan does not take that shot. Brings it back out top of the key. Howard looking in, flips it back on top. 3-point shot. Francois, it's no good. Hasmir Francois puts that shot up and could not get it to fall. And he's a 6'3 freshman from Lauderhill, Florida. He's another guy who's got to be struggling with the zero temperature and foot of snow. Went to Fort Lauderdale University. That's where he's transferred here from. 3-point shot for Benedictine. The shot clock is at 10, and the 3-pointer is going to be up and in. Long-range shot for Benedictine, and Declan Sullivan knocks it down. 31-21. Again, the Ravens with a double-digit advantage, and as quickly as that, a quick bucket on the other end by DeMarco Clayton, and it's 31-23. And now a steal. Clark coming up court with the basketball, weave to the left, goes into the lane. The shot is going to be up and good, and a plus one. Getting down the floor, and you got to decide at that point, are you going to really stand in and maybe take a charge or seriously stop the shot? Or are you just going to get out of the way and let that layup happen? But the worst of both worlds for Benedictine right there, as you go down the court, you stand in, you let the basket go in, and then you commit a foul on top of it. The free throw is up, and the 3-point play is complete for DeMarco Clayton, and the Raven lead trimmed to 5. It's 31-26. 7.5 to go in this first half. Shot is up. Nope. Vanderwoody couldn't get that one to fall. Here comes the Pride. 7:17 left in the opening half. Skip pass over to the right side, outside the block. Trying to back in with a basketball. It's going to be Bowman. Maximilian, no room. Back out on top, a little forearm. And I thought it was going to be an offensive foul, but the forearm into the midsection of Vigafa, and Ezra will be called for it. It'll be Ezra's first foul of the game. He has no points yet this afternoon. And for Benedictine, it'll be team foul 7. that's going to put the pride at the line. And step it up there is Carson Lindauer. Lindauer eyes it and cannot get it to go. BC coming up court with a basketball. In the forecourt, the ball's going to be knocked away and out of bounds. Ravens are going to have it back in from the far side. Down at 6:42 to play in the first half. 32-26, Benedictine. Feed over deep at the baseline right. Vanderbooty kicks it back to Deglin. Sullivan pushes it off on top. Now we'll step toward the lane. No room there. Background to the left. Ezra into the corner. Three-point launch. In and out. No. Followed up. No. Benedictine missing easy follow shots. And then the offensive rebound. And again, they don't get it to go in. But this time, it'll be Deglin Sullivan coming to the free throw line. So Sullivan will come up to the line. And first shot, it's good. Before the second one, Pride's going to take a timeout, and probably a pretty good call by the coaching staff. We'll take a break. 6:42 to go in the first half. In Dubuque, Iowa, Ravens 32, Clark 26.
Craving something fresh? Head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
As we return, you got Deglin Sullivan coming up to the free throw line for Benedictine. Hit the first one. We'll miss the second. Rebound's going to be cleared away by the Pride. They'll race into the forecourt at 6.5 to go. In the first half, trailing Benedictine by half a dozen. Down the left side with it. Quickly back off on top. Back it away. Down, drive it down the left side of the lane. Back to the rim. Bounce pass across the lane. Shot is going to be up with the right-handed good. Sweeping shot by Bowman. Maximilio has six. 32-28, Ravens up four, 6:15 to go first half. Back down to the right side with it for BC. They'll swing it all the way across. Deglin starts into the lane, skips it back up on top. Larry, Parker one-hand push pass over to the right side. Kissling dumps it back behind him to Larry. Kissling, top side, a long three, wide left. Ravens trying to save it and cannot. It's going to go out of bounds, but a break for Benedictine is Nick Bryant of Clark. Right in front of his team's bench, tries to save it in, and he kind of took his eye off of it, lost it. So Benedictine will have it back in. Speaking of back in, back into the game is going to come Drew Purdy. He'll take out Harrison Kissling. 5:56 to go in the first half. Ravens with the basketball and a four-point lead. Spinning into the lane, Vanderwood goes back to the right side. BC cannot get that shot away. The defense is pretty good. And now Jack will go into the lane, and he's going to be fouled. The foul by Hosmer Francois. And up to the stripe, Jack Vanderbilt. Jack, a very good shooter. He's led Benedictine in lots of offensive categories this year. He's already at 8 points this afternoon. The left-handed free throw, no. And again, as soon as you say those nice things, that's what happens to you. Jack not able to knock down that first one. He's got one more coming. Jack, for Benedictine, the 6'4" sophomore from Seton School in Noakesville, Virginia. He'll get the second one, and here comes Clark up the floor. A little quick layup, not going to fall. Well, the team started scoring well early, right out of the gate. Here's a fall-away three for the Ravens, and it won't go. And since then, team numbers have tumbled quite a bit, 32-28 still, with 5 minutes of play in the first half. Clark would drive all the way across that little reverse layup that so many players like to take. does not go in, thrown way too strongly, and it went back and completely across and beyond the rim. Clark's going to have it up the floor, or rather, Raymond's going to have it up the floor. Clark's back on defense. 4:50 to go. BC will go a little motion. Here's Ezra to the top. One-hand push pass. Deglin, Sullivan, trapped down to the baseline, and they're going to say stepped on the paint. So Benedictine going to turn it over, and here comes Clark. 4:43, and they're going to give us our media break. Good call. Let's take a break, Joseph. 4:43 to go. First half of the men's game. Benedictine 32, Clark 28.
Hunley Liquor is the place to go for your favorite beverages. Stop by and check out their beer selection. They are carrying lots of new beers, and they always have cold ones ready to go. Also in stock is an array of seltzers, wines, and spirits, something for everyone. Stop by and check it out. You may find a new favorite. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
In spite of shooting a better percentage than Benedictine so far in the first half, Clark still trails in his game. They have trailed essentially the entire contest. Benedictine leading it right now, 32-28. Clark hitting 40% of its shots and 4 of 9 from outside, where the Ravens are hitting 42% of their shots. And they are 6 of 15 from outside. So you can see the Ravens putting up a lot more perimeter shots. Free throws are almost identical, 6 for 1, 7 for the other, so not a big difference there. And it goes back to one of the factors that I thought was huge with the ladies' game. Right now the Ravens with a massive, massive, almost 3-1 rebounding lead. Clark up court with the basketball coming out of the timeout. Can't connect on the shot from about 8 feet away on the right side. Ravens into the forecourt, driving down, into the lane, dish over to the left side. Jack will cut across, top of the left side of the free throw line. Now they'll go into the corner. Pull up, jump shot, three, and good! Larry Parker for three! Larry's showing off those long-range skills. And what's he got now? 7 points, it looks like. 35-28, Benedictine. 4 minutes to go, opening half. Clark from the top of the key, the long two, no rebound. Hauled back down by the Pride. They're working in front of the Raven bench. Nothing there. Come out on top. Another three-point shot missing. And this time, Preston Reynolds back in the game. Comes up with the board. Ravens have Vigotha with Reynolds, Vanderwoody, Parker, and Purdy. Ezra over to the left side. Starts to drive. Goes across the free throw line. Dumps it over to Jack. He's above the circle. Now between the rings, it's going to be Ezra. Starts into the lane. Goes back left. Parker. Head shake, loses his defender, kicks it back right side, shot clock's at 5. Ravens are going to have to get one away. Here's Larry, a hurried shot that misses, and the rebound is going to come down to Clark, but in the melee for the rebound, it'll be a Benedictine foul. So the foul is going to be on Drew Purdy, and as that is Raven foul 9, we're going to go to the other end of the floor where it'll be 1-1. Coming to the line, it'll be Nick Bryant. So Nick strides up there. The 6'1 junior from Peosta, Iowa. Free throw. Got the front half, earns the second. One more shot coming up here for Nick. And that one does not go in. Ravens come down with a rebound. In fact, Clark had abandoned any hope at a rebound, sending Bryant's 4 teammates already into the backcourt. Ravens up the floor with the basketball. 3 minutes ago in the first half, 35-29. Benedictine for three, doesn't get it. Leaping way upstairs and hauling that rebound down. Here comes Maximiliano Bowman. And the drive, the shot, and Bowman's going to hit the driving layup. Maximiliano for two. He's having a pretty good first half. Bowman at 7 points. 2.5 left in the opening half. Heart of America Athletic Conference. Big full slate of games going on around the conference today. Only a couple of games here in the early set. Here's a follow-away layup for Benedict, and it's going to be good. Harrison Kissling hits that bucket, and it's 37-34. That three-pointer right there for Clark. Quickly as the Ravens hit one, Clark comes down the floor. 37-34, Clark at 2 minutes to go. Back up topside is going to be Harrison to Parker. They're getting extended playing time today. BC will spin into the lane. The little shot is going to be up too short. They'll say the rebound is going to be off the Ravens. Clark is going to have it back in. Trinica by three, 37-34 with a minute 53 to go, opening half. And again, it takes a moment for them to track down the basketball from deep in the backcourt. Pride, bring it in. And up the floor of the basketball, this is Jonathan Howard. Way up on top, Junghans now backing into the lane. The Raven defense is pretty good. Howard down to the baseline will go crossover, lay it up and in. Jonathan Howard knocks it down. He's got four. And Benedictine by one with a minute and a half to go in the half. It's 37-36. Clark, who trailed by double digits not all that long ago, has fought themselves right back in this thing. Here's Declan Sullivan near the 28-foot mark, way out on the far side, goes into the lane, kicks it back, open three, LP knocks it down. Parker's second three of the game. 40-36. Ravens back up. We're in the last minute now of the first half. The three from in front of the Raven bench, no. Preston Reynolds rebounds it down, and BC patiently into the forecourt. 50 seconds to go in the half, and we're going to get a Raven timeout. Taking a break, 50 seconds to go before intermission. It's Benedictine 40, Clark University 36.
When you spend your hard-earned dollars on your favorite vape, you don't always know what you're getting, depending on where you go. That deal you got may mean a bootleg, even old stock. And that's why you should choose Skyway Vapes when making your selection. Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison, guarantees no knockoffs, no quick burnouts, and in many cases, even offers refunds. When you choose your vape, guarantee quality by choosing Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison.
Well, the Ravens at the Kiel Center this afternoon in Dubuque, where the court is graced by a just huge Pride logo in the center of the floor. And the three-point ring distances are delineated not only by the line, but by different color stain of the hardwood. Benedictine putting the ball in play, coming out of the timeout, and they will draw a foul, which will bring them to the free throw line and step it up there. That looks like Declan Sullivan. So here comes Declan, and he's a good shooter. That first one's right in there. For Benedictine and for Clark, a few changes in the lineup here in the last 41 seconds. Clark's got Lindauer, Howard, Bowman, Lewis, and Francois. Free throw, got them both. So Declan Sullivan hitting those two free throws out there with Larry Parker, Jack Vanderwoody, Harrison Kissling, and Preston Reynolds. 35-34, rolling along here toward halftime. Clark down the lane, a shot up, and it's a plus one. That was a nice job of knifing into the lane, kind of turning a little bit sideways with the body, making himself smaller to cut down there and drive that, hit that driving layup. Daquan Lewis. The foul is going to be on Larry Parker, and Daquan Lewis comes to the line. An opportunity for him at the three-point play. He is also having a really good first half, counting for what? The 3-4, 7? free throw is good. So Lewis hits that free throw, and as a reward comes out of the ballgame, going to be replaced. And the Ravens walk up the floor. Shot clock's off. Benedictine coming up the court, brings it across the timeline, works their way over to the left side. 17, 16, 15 seconds left in the first half. Looking into the middle, there's not a lot of room. Declan will work his way over to the right side. Looking in, wants some help, finally gets it over to Larry. Parker's got the ball with 6 seconds. We're down now to 4 seconds. A feed over to the baseline left, and the Ravens are going to be called for an offensive foul, and they will give it back to Clark, who will have to go to the length of the court with 1.6. So for Clark, it's going to be a long way to go and not much time to get there, and interesting to see how seriously they attack this. Again, Clark is within one shot. They are trailing at 42-39, and we'll see how they're going to approach this. They will, Ravens are going to defend all the way up the floor. They're going to match up on the inbound, not guard the man doing the inbound. And here's going to be a three-quarter court shot that's not going to be very close, and we've come to halftime. We'll be back. Looking to summarize the opening half for you. From Dubuque, Iowa, the Ravens go to the locker room. They lead Clark 42-39.
It's time now for the Taco John's Halftime Show on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7 FM, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. Taco John's, bigger, bolder, better.
Taco John's just married a taco with a quesadilla. Well, not married. They're a t-couple. A quesituationship? Doesn't matter. Cheese matters. And this melty mammoth has a lot of it. Grilled all-white meat chicken and fiesta sauce wrapped in a melty four-cheese quesadilla? OMGs! I love when savory taco-y stuff gets together with melty cheesy stuff. Such a good-looking couple. The new OMGs quesadilla taco at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Ready to make some history and maybe $500? During halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants who have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the school. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Back to Raven basketball here on CARE Radio this afternoon, and Benedictine on the road leads at intermission today. Welcome back, Chris. We're going to recap that first half for you. Intermission score 42-39. Benedictine, that's pretty high scoring kind of numbers for both teams. Looking at the numbers, scoring for Clark, pacing away. No one in double digits, but Carson Lindauer and Daquan Lewis, they share high scoring honors with 8 each. 7 in the first half for Pride's Maximiliano Bowman, half a dozen for DeMarco Clayton. Jonathan Howard has 4. 3 for Hosmer Francois. Michael Kaysel has 2. And Nick Bryant with 1 point on 1-4 the free throw line. For Benedictine, what a nice job by Larry Parker III. Larry came into the game, did not start, but was the first in, and he stepped up, taking advantage of it, scoring 10 first half points. Jack Vanderwoody has 8, 7 for Harrison Kissling. Declan Sullivan, 6, also 6 for Drew Purdy. It was a 4-point half for Preston Reynolds. Gino Corridori coming in off of the bench, knocking down a point in the first half. Taking a little bit of a look at how the percentages and numbers came together in the first half, both teams shot reasonably well from the floor. Clark at 13 of 30 for 43%. Benedictine 13 of 31 for 42%. Outside, both teams almost dead even. 7 of 18 for Benedictine, 5 of 13 for Clark. So the Ravens hitting 38.9. Clark hitting 38.5 from outside. And at the free throw line, it's close. Ravens 9 of 14. Clark 8 of 13. Neither one is a great number, but again, 1 point separating the two teams. What has kept Benedictine in this game continues to be their rebounding advantage. more than a 2-1 rebounding advantage for Benedictine. Clark has 13 boards. Benedictine coming away with 29. Clark only one offensive rebound. And the Ravens have rebounded. Clark missed shots 19 times in the game this afternoon. We've had 20 fouls between the two teams in the first half. 11 on Benedictine, 9 in the first half by Clark. That all said, a three-point game. These two teams had a relatively close game in Atchison before Clark was able to secure a win. Benedictine looking to return that favor on the road here this afternoon. And we're going to be back to bring you that second half live here on Care Radio. But with that said, we're taking a break. It's intermission for the Ravens in Dubuque, Iowa. Halftime score, Benedictine 42, Clark 39, as we go back to Joseph and the Care Sports Studio for yet another fun-filled halftime.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With three tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger, like the Flamethrower or the Backyard Bacon Ranch. Follow it up with seasonal treats, including the Peppermint Hot Cocoa Blizzard, the French Soap Pie Blizzard, or the Frozen Hot Chocolate. Lunch, dinner, or snacks, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Taco John's just married a taco with a quesadilla. Well, not married. They're a t-couple. A K-situationship? Doesn't matter. Cheese matters. And this melty mammoth has a lot of it. Grilled all-white meat chicken and fiesta sauce wrapped in a melty four-cheese quesadilla? OMG's! I love when savory taco-y stuff gets together with melty cheesy stuff. Such a good-looking couple. The new OMG's quesadilla taco at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7 as we've got Benedictine basketball as the Ravens are on the road at Clark University. We'll return to Tom Couts and the Ravens men's basketball team in just a few moments. Taking a look at the Care Country sports schedule. Well, across the network today, we've got Kansas City Chiefs playoff game as they are going to be taking on the Houston Texans. That game has got a 3:30 scheduled kickoff. I'm sure the pregame has begun over on our sister stations KNZA and KLZA. On KMZA and KLZA, we'll be having that football game. Again, the kickoff is scheduled for 3:30 this afternoon. Over on tomorrow, we've got college women's basketball as Arizona State will be at K-State with tip-off at 1 p.m. The pregame over on KNZA and KMZA starts right around 12:30 tomorrow. We'll be returning to basketball in just a moment. I'll have the scores around the Heart of America Athletic Conference when I return.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Secure peace of mind for 2024. Hi, this is Brett with Nottie Pine Oil Company. We are your local third generation family owned source for bulk fuel. serving Northeast Kansas. I am inviting you now to lock in your fuel price for 2024. Prepay before you're in and enjoy stability in your fuel cost. Act now and call 785-364-3711 today for more details.
Taking a look around the area, we've got some finals to report. In the Kansas State basketball game, it was the Jayhawks' day as they had an 84-74 victory over the Wildcats. In women's basketball across the Heart of America Athletic Conference, we had Mid-American Nazarene top Mount Mercy 79-53. It was Baker over Culver Stockton 79-70. Benedictine beat Clark earlier in the women's game with a final of Benedictine Lady Ravens 82, Clark 56. At the half, it's Missouri State 36 to Peru State's 23. And Grandview is leading Central Methodist 32-20 in the women's game. Park is leading William Penn with 56 seconds left to go in the first. In the second, 35-24. In men's basketball, we've got some of the games that have reached halftime as well, with Baker leading Culver Stockton 50-30. Mount Mercy is trailing Mid-American Nazarene 57-37. And in this game, we've got Benedictine leading Clark 42-39. I'll be back in just a moment with a look at that weather eye forecast.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Kick off the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Since 1988, Mueller's has been Atchison's original sports bar and grill, serving up great food, cold beer, and all your favorite spirits. Whether you're hanging out in the dugout or relaxing on the deck, Mueller's is the place to be. Locally owned and operated, it's been the hot spot for good times for over 30 years. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
Taco John's just married a taco with a quesadilla. Well, not married. They're a t-couple. A quesituationship? Doesn't matter. Cheese matters. And this melty mammoth has a lot of it. Grilled all-white meat chicken and fiesta sauce wrapped in a melty four-cheese quesadilla? OMG! I love when savory taco-y stuff gets together with melty cheesy stuff. Such a good-looking couple. The new OMG quesadilla taco at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. High temperatures reach up to 23 this afternoon. Under overcast skies, winds out of the north 10 to 20 miles an hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows level off around 6 above. Mainly clear skies tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 13. Cloudy skies expected Monday, decreasing clouds by Tuesday. Mid-teens Monday, low 20s by Tuesday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 22 degrees with sunny, windy conditions here in downtown Atchison. Winds are out of the north-northwest at 20 miles per hour. Relative humidity 43%, the dew point 3 degrees Fahrenheit, and the barometric pressure, well, it's on the decline at 30.26 inches of mercury. It currently feels like 6 degrees out there. We'll be returning to Tom Kautz in just about a minute or so.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, with locations in Leavenworth, Sabetha, and Smithville, and of course in Atchison at 424 Woodlawn Avenue.
Craving something fresh? head to Subway in Atchison. From the classic subs you love to fresh salads, wraps, and breakfast options, there's something for everyone. And don't forget to treat yourself with a foot-long churro or soft pretzel, perfect for a snack or with your meal. Subway, eat fresh. Conveniently located under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Welcome back to Benedictine Basketball on Care Radio this afternoon. It's halftime of the guys' game. Ravens in front of Clark from Dubuque, Iowa, 42-39. Joseph, you know, he's Zach McCare studio. Did you hear all that halftime stuff? He does all of that, takes care of us, and does the production and engineering of the games, and does it all well. Joseph, thank you so much. Tom Counts with you here, bringing you the ball game today, and coaches are, I think they are reluctant to, you know, to throw out what they feel could be misconstrued as excuses when, in fact, they are explanations of things. But say what, you got to look at this game for Benedictine right now today. Leading by three, halftime, about ready to go with the second half. They've led by double figures midpoint of the first half and are doing all of this missing, and I'm sure it's been a very obvious absence for you, missing two of their three leading scorers on the season here this afternoon, as you have not heard the names of Bryson LaRue, nor have you heard Hagen Hilbendorf, so the Ravens' leading guard scorer and the Ravens' leading middle of the court scorer. So the fact that Benedictine has got guys who are stepping up and doing this kind of a job, and again, they're going to begin the second half with that five-guard rotation that they used to start the game. So here we go. Clark is going to be putting the basketball in play, and they'll have it first. We're underway in the second half. 42-39, Benedictine in front. Clark with the ball, and the shot rejected and knocked out of bounds. Ezra Vigapa, Preston Reynolds. You've got Harrison Kissling, Jack VanWoody, and Declan Sullivan. Those are your Benedictine five to begin the second half. They started the ball game today. We're just seconds into the second half. Lady Ravens winning big in game one this afternoon. 82-58. Here's a three-point shot from the left side. It's going to be up and good. And Clark has just tied this game at 42. So it's a 42-42 ball game. BC with their first possession of the second half. They're going to beat it underneath. The Preston Reynolds turns and scores. Ravens go right back in front, 44-42. Talking about the Lady Ravens victory, 82-56 in the first game today. There are also a couple of other finals as Baker defeated Culver Stockton, 79-70, and it was a Mid-America win over Mount Mercy, 79-53. The other three games at halftime, Missouri Valley leads Peru by 8, Grandview up on Central Methodist by 15, and an 11-point Park lead over William Penn. All of those games getting set to go to the second half, just like this BC Guys game going to the second half right here. On the floor for Clark, DeMarco Clayton and Nick Bryant with Carson Lindauer, got Maximiliano Bowman and Daquan Lewis. Clark with the basketball, Ravens with the lead at 44-42. Minute into the second half, Clark drives around the right side, a little lean, and the shot is going to rattle around, and it's going to go in. So the bucket, goodbye DeMarco Clayton. And DeMarco picking up his 12th point this afternoon. It is 44-44. And this is kind of how you expect this game to go. I expect it to be close, and it's going to be a hard-fought game between a couple of pretty well-matched teams. And for the Ravens playing on the road, it's not been a real challenge. They've won some big road games already this year. Now, what a steal by Preston Reynolds. And then after the steal, and he's standing here with the ball, suddenly we get a whistle, we get a foul, and it's going to be Preston called for the personal foul. For Reynolds, it will be his second foul of the game, and he's pretty frustrated with that. A couple of free throws coming up here. The first one is good for DeMarco Clayton. Preston is going to check out. Larry Parker coming in. Pride have taken their first lead in, gosh, a really, really long time. Last time the Pride led, I think it was maybe 5-3, according to my sheet. The second free throw is up. It is also good. And so a couple of free throws by DeMarco Clayton. And he's come out of the locker room red hot. Got 13 points in the game now, and Benedictine trailing it. 46-44. We have 18:30 to play in the second half. So the full slate of games going on around the conference, as I mentioned, on the boys and girls side, half of the girls' games are done. Other half going to the second half. You can look right now at the conference in the ladies' side. Mid-America, 15-0 in the heart, 17-2 overall. They're in the national tournament. That's done. Benedictine at 11-2 and 14-3. They're going to go. Missouri Valley, 10-3, 14-3. They will go. Now it gets a little dicey. You've got Grandview at 12-5 at a conference, 10 wins on the year. Mount Mercy, 11-7. Culver, 10-7. Park, 10-8. Those teams are going to be difficult to get in. And here's where you're at. We were talking to Coach Moody after the game the other night up in the Nolan Gymnasium. It is so difficult to imagine, but we are, obviously, here in the second part of the second time playing these teams. We're in the second half of the conference season. There are, after today, I believe now 11 games remaining in the season. So if you're going to get to that magic 20 and you're at 10 right now, you're going to have to play some pretty good basketball. You're going to have to go 10-1, 11-0 out the gate. And that's not easily done. So we'll see how it all shakes out for them. But again, Benedictine, second place in the conference right now, 11-2 in the conference, 14-3 on the season. We're back to action. Ravens will bring the ball up the floor, drive down the lane, come over to the right side. The baseline three rattles it home. Nice shot from the outside for Benedictine, and the Ravens go right back in front at 47-46 off of that three-point shot by Harrison Kissling. And now, way up top side, as Clark comes up the floor, point guard just makes one of those mental mistakes that you pull up the dribble, but you don't quite quit walking yet, and Maximilio Bowman will turn it over. And the Ravens with a one-point lead, back up court with the basketball. By Gotha, Kissling, Vanderwoody, Parker, and Sullivan, the Benedictine five. Driving it down the left side of the lane, the running layup is going to be up and deflected from behind. Clark with the block, with the steal, coming up the floor. Dumps it over to the right side, deep in the corner. No shot available there, so driving into the lane, the left-hand layup is going to be up and good. Nicely done by Daquan Lewis. It's now 48-47 Pride, and these two teams are trading the lead about every time up and down the floor. Here's a beautiful backdoor pass. Larry Parker spins and cannot get the shot away. It's going to go out of bounds back to Benedictine. I think Larry didn't realize that the defender was off his left shoulder and not off his right. Had he turned clockwise, he would have had just immediately unrestricted access to the basket. But Ravens are going to be putting it in play. And now the shot on the other end is going to be blocked. Here comes Clark. Benedictine back on defense. Ravens trailing 48-47. Clark with a one-point lead to the basketball. 3 minutes gone in the second half. Driving into the lane. Left-handed shot. Falling away. It's up. No good. Getting his own rebound. And then a Raven foul. The foul is going to be on Declan Sullivan. As Maximilio Bowman had missed the layup. Got his own rebound, and then Deglin coming in, going after that, when at that moment was still a little bit of a loose basketball, commits a foul. Ravens are going to take Deglin out of the game, and they'll get taller, adding Drew Purdy to the lineup. Here's a little turnaround shot. It's up. No. Rebound. Benedictine. Coming up the floor with the basketball, driving it down the right side. Lots of contact. Shot goes up. No good. Defensive foul? No. Offensive foul being called. So there's a tough break for the Ravens and an offensive foul against Benedictine by Larry Parker. 48-47. Clark, 16:40 to play. Driving down the left side, Pride will go in, go up, and the driving layup is gunned by DeMarco Clayton. He has been all everything for this team. Now the Ravens, the alley-oop on the other end. Kissling lobs it up, and Drew Purdy throws it down, and we have a Benedictine timeout. Ravens coming off the dunk, taking a break. We shall also, with 16 and a half to go in the guys' game, it's Clark 50, Benedictine 49.
Hunley Liquor is the place to go for your favorite beverages. Stop by and check out their beer selection. They are carrying lots of new beers, and they always have cold ones ready to go. Also in stock is an array of seltzers, wines, and spirits, something for everyone. Stop by and check it out. You may find a new favorite. Hunley Liquor, 119 South 9th Street in Atchison. Hometown friendly, hometown helpful. That's Hunley Liquor.
We got a really good ball game going on in the Kiel Center, Dubuque, Iowa. Benedictine and Clark. Ravens, what do they got going against them, maybe? Besides the fact they're trailing by a point at 50-49, something that may be problematic as the second half wears on is BC has committed four fouls so far in the second half. Clark has committed none. Coming out on the court for Coach Moody will be Ezra Vigafa, Harrison Kissling, Jack Vanderwoody, Larry Parker, and Drew Purdy. Clark is going to run out. Daquan Lewis and Maximiliano Bowman, Carson Lindauer, Nick Bryant, and DeMarco Clayton. It is Pride basketball. We're back at it. With just inside 16 and a half minutes to play in the game. That is a long way to go in this one yet. Clark will drive across the lane, push it off on top, shot clock at a dozen. Now into the lane, easy, uncontested, layup is up and good. DeMarco Clayton with two more. He's at 17 points now. He has just hoisted this team on his shoulders in the second half. Falling away shot is going to be on his way for Jack, won't get it, gets his own rebound, follows it up and in. Jack Vanderwoody with 10. And it's 52-51, Clark. So the Ravens are answering. The Ravens are not letting Clark get any kind of a lead. But Clark's still in front by one. Here's a three, way too strong. And the rebound is on the floor. And the Pride somehow are able to save that basketball. They'll drive in, finger roll. It's got to be up and good. DeMarco Clayton, two more. What a game this young man is having. 54-51, Clark. Back down, here come the Ravens. Three-pointer, nope. BC's going to tip it way back out on top, and that's a nice job by Ezra just to rescue that ball. Look away pass right side. Larry for three, no. Rebounding it down, Clark going back the other way. 15 minutes to play in the game. Pride with the basketball. We're going to be due for a timeout. A little fadeaway three that misses. Benedictine, Drew Purdy boards it down. Back up the floor. Ravens racing down. Ezra goes into the lane, puts up the shot, hits the driving layup, draws a foul, and he's going to come to the line as the Ravens are back to within one. We'll be back coming out of the media break at 14:47 to go in the ballgame. It's Pride 54, Benedictine 53.
When you spend your hard-earned dollars on your favorite vape, you don't always know what you're getting, depending on where you go. That deal you got may mean a bootleg, even old stock. And that's why you should choose Skyway Vapes when making your selection. Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison, guarantees no knockoffs, no quick burnouts, and in many cases, even offers refunds. When you choose your vape, guarantee quality by choosing Skyway Vapes, 7-Eleven Commercial in downtown Atchison.
Yeah. got 14:47 to play in this afternoon's Benedictine basketball game here on Care Radio. Joseph in the studio. Tom Counts bringing you the ball game. 54-53, Pride by one, as we return to the Kiel Center. Benedictine will be appearing at the free throw line. Handful of substitutions coming in. Ezra with a chance to tie this thing up. Out of New Zealand, a guy a long way from home, and he puts her up and in. We're tied at 54. As he hits that shot, he will rotate out of the game, and Declan Sullivan comes back in. It's a 54-54 ball game. With 14:40 and counting to play, Clark will go straight away. Top of the key, hits the three. From straight away again is DeMarco Clayton. Now he's at 20 points. And we've still got a long way to go. This young man could get in the 30s here today. And driving to the other end of the floor. Benedictine puts it up and in. Declan Sullivan with a driving layup. 57-56, Clark. But these are fun games when every possession, crucial. Every point, making a difference. The lead never out of reach. The outcome never in question. Here's a baseline deep in the corner from behind the backboard. Three's up, no good. Rebounding it down is going to be Preston. Reynolds is going to dump it over, feeding into the middle of Drew. Purdy loses the ball as it was knocked out of his hands, and he had gotten fouled in the middle. So the foul is going to go against Clark. And Benedictine, that foul's on DeMarco, by the way. Benedictine putting in a play down to the baseline. Inbound, going to be lobbed way out on top to Drew. Purdy swings it left. Holding it high above his head, Preston Reynolds. Ravens work it off on top to Larry. LP in front of the BC bench. Gets it to the left side, and Declan Sullivan. Backing in is Jack. Van Rudy on top to Larry. Shot clock at four. Shot clock at three. Jump shot is up. Off the back of the rim. It's no good. And rebound is going to be lost out of play. And as it goes out of bounds, the shot clock expires. And Benedictine will give it back to Clark. 13.5 to go in the game. 57-56 Pride. Got Gina racing to the scorer's table, but not quickly enough to get into the game in this dead ball, so he will sit there and wait his opportunity to join his teammates out on the floor. Top side with the basketball is Maximiliano Bowman. I said I was going to call him Max, and I keep calling him Maximiliano. You don't get to say Maximiliano that often. And now Clark throws it away down to the baseline. And the Ravens will have it back from in the backcourt. So as the substitutions rotate into the game, it'll be Gino Corridori for Benedictine out with Declan Sullivan and Larry Parker, Jack Vanderwoody and Harrison Kissling. On the floor for Clark, Devin Junghans with Jonathan Howard, Maximiliano Bowman, Daquan Lewis, and Michael Castle. Ravens shot goes up, won't drop down. Missed three-pointer by Jack Vanderwoody, and back up with the basketball off the Daquan Lewis rebound. Here comes Park. Clark with the basketball around to the right side. A couple of players collide over there, but don't lose the ball. Now they'll dish it left where the left-handed shot is off the window. That's one of those shots that missed so badly it went in anyway. So how about that? Daquan Lewis hits the three-pointer. And here's Jack for three. No. Rebound, Clark. Pride with the basketball, leading it by four. 12-12 to go in the ballgame. Feed comes into the lane. Driving in, no room. Back on top, long three on his way. Good. Three-point shot by Max Bowman. Benedictine going to take a timeout. We're going to take it. We're at 12:04 to go in the game. Pride on a run. It's Clark 63, Benedictine 56.
Ready to make some history and maybe $500? During halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School, you could be one of two lucky contestants who have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the schools. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Well, Clark is the team with the red-hot hand right now, and they've assumed a 63-56 lead over Benedictine. 12 minutes and 4 seconds to go in this men's college basketball game. The Ravens taking that timeout. They're going to make one adjustment to their on-the-court lineup, and they're going to take – who are we getting out of there? We're going to take Jack Vanderwoody out, and we're going to bring Preston Reynolds into the game. Ravens are going to have it in the backcourt. Again, not a huge crowd, but they're making a little racket. BC walks it up the floor. Reynolds, Kissling, Parker, Sullivan, and Corridori, the Benedictine Five. Top with it is going to be Preston. Holds up his dribble, gets it to Larry. Back over to the left. Back and in as Declan has no room. Goes to Parker on top, pivots with the left foot, dumps it over to the left side. Here's Gino with it. He's going to put this shot up. You can just feel it. He will drive in. He will shoot. He will miss. And a rebound cleared down by Clark. Right racing up the floor. Bowman stops, pops. He'll hit a three, and Clark is absolutely red hot right now. Three-point shot by Bowman. And Benedictine in a little trouble now, down suddenly by 10. 66-56. BC has been on a scoring drought for a while. Here's a feed all the way across. Preston drives into the lane, kicks it back to the right. Ravens again drive into the lane. The Clark defense has done just a stand-up job. Shot clock's at 2. Here's a buzzer shot. No. Rebound Clark. Ravens getting no chance to getting that shot away. Now Clark on the other end. No. But the follow shot, yeah, and a foul. And right now, not only the lead, but all the momentum is on Clark's side. They hit that bucket, an opportunity at a conventional three-point play. And they have taken what was for Benedictine a small lead at halftime, and they have roared now to a double-digit lead over the Ravens with a free throw coming up at 68-56. At the free throw line, it's going to be Castle. And a shot, no. Ravens are going to rebound it down. So Castle unable to hit it. It is 68-56. So Clark is on, what, a 14-2 run right now. Ravens just cannot buy even a layup. And back the other way with it will come Clark. 10-20. To go. Approaching the midpoint of the second half. The ball gets away for a moment, but then is picked up, turned, and shot, and scored. So another spinning two-point shot in the middle for Clark. And Benedictine is now down 70-56. BC just needs a bucket from someone. Somebody's got to step up. Here's a three, and there it is. So Benedictine finally hits one. It was a Harrison Kissling three-point shot. And it's 70-59. 9:40 to play in the game. Baseline three. Another one's good by Clark. They are missing no shot. That's Devin Junghans hitting the three. Junghans, that is his first bucket of the game. And as we're going to have a foul underneath the goal, we're going to have a media break. Taking a timeout in the Kiel Center. Ravens are going to have a uphill climb in the last quarter of the game. 7:32 to play. It's Clark 73, Benedictine 59.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With 3 tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
As we return, doing a little math work here, it's a 19-5 run that Clark is on right now, with 9:32 remaining in the ballgame, 73-59 Pride out front. Last time these two teams met, Clark wins it 74-57, so that number is going to be pretty easily eclipsed. But Pride, I'll tell you what, Clark's on the verge of like a 90-point game. Freeman's coming to the free throw line, and the shot rolls out. Can't even hit the free throws right now. Nothing going well for Benedict and Declan Sullivan. We'll get one more shot. Sullivan, a really good shooter, will hit the second free throw. And for Benedict and Declan Sullivan, trying to see how many points Declan's got now. Here's the Ravens coming back the other way, 75-60. So the Ravens are trading threes and twos. The bucket on the other end was a layup by Jonathan Howard. Shot goes up for BC and misses. The rebound to Clark, and the Ravens commit a foul. Declan with the foul. And at 9:09 to go, it is Benedict and team foul 7. The Pride are in the 1+. 7 up to the free throw line for Clark. It's going to be Carson Lindauer. Benedictine is going to bring Larry Parker into the game. Carson Lindauer comes up to the line for the 1-and-1. Nick Bryant coming in now for Clark. We're getting a lot of players in and out here before these free throws get shot. Step it up there. Again, it's the 1-and-1. It's up. No good. That thing was halfway down and it spun itself out. Benedictine coming up with a rebound, and here come the Ravens. BC down 15 with 9 minutes to go. Ezra Vigafa goes baseline, behind his back, pass, and the layup is good by Parker. Larry Parker with a dozen points. 75-62. Back over to the left side, Clark cuts into the lane, spins it back off on top, a three, no. Rebound, Ravens. Vander Woody coming up with a basketball. He'll drive it down. Pulls up for three. Buries it! Three-point shot. Jack Vander Woody, 75-65. Benedictine back to within 10. Spinning into the lane. The dish over to the left. Now they'll drive inside the block, and the layup hangs on the back of the rim and falls forward, and it's good. 77-65. And right now, it seems like the defenses have fallen away. It is all offense. Three-point shot, Ravens, no. Clark with the board. Back again up floor with the basketball. They will come. 7:50 to go, and you'll notice how quickly. We talk about this all the time, and it's so true, how quickly at some points in the game the clock seems to go. Each time you look at it, half a minute, 45 seconds are gone. Clark will drive in, dump it over right side, baseline, three, no good. And a rebound comes down to Benedictine, and now they're going to say it's actually was out of bounds off Clark. So the Rams are going to have it in from the backcourt. Clark will make a couple of substitutions. Jaquan Lewis comes back in for Young Hans, it looks like, and here comes BC. Driving into the lane, the layup fits up and good in a plus one. So Harrison Kinsling makes the layup, fouled by Max Bowman. And Benedictine coming to the line, trailing by 10. Harrison Kinsling, 15 points. I'm telling you what, you got a lot of guys scoring a lot of points. Free throw's no good. This is a high-scoring game. And Coach Moody prefers him to be much less high-scoring. Once hold his opponents into the mid-60s, well, that ship has sailed. Here's a layup from the baseline. It's going to be up and good. DeMarco Clayton hits the shot. It's now 79-67. Pride back up by 12. 7 minutes to play. BC goes back door. It's mishandled by Drew. Picked back up by Larry, who will turn and shoot and score a Parker for a pair. 79.69. Again, Benedictine. Back to within 10, but not able to get to that single digit. The driving shot from the left side is good. And a Raven foul by Ezra Vigalba. 6:43 left, 81-69. Pride pushed that 10-point lead back to 12, and a free throw makes it 13. Ravens are going to bring it in down 82-69. 6:40, and the clock just seems to be relentless as it's rolling down. Vigalba, way out left elbow, dribble alive. Out on top, fading away, the straightaway three, not going to fall for Harrison Kissling. But we have a whistle on the effort at the rebound. And a foul is going to be on Carson Lindauer. So Clark going to pick up a foul on Benedictine. Because that'll be Clark's fifth. The Ravens have committed eight. Top side, Jack, three, no, rebound. Pulled down by the Pride. Kind of a broken record as Benedictine been putting up a ton of shots in this game. Right now the Ravens have put up 59 shots. That's more than Clark has shot. Spinning into the lane, the layup. No. Ravens with the board. Here comes Vigalba. Cross-court pass saved by Vanderwoody over to Vigalba. Ezra looks down inside, goes to the free throw line, now to the right corner. The Raven three, no. Rebound, Clark. Benedictine, 10 of 32. They've shot 32 threes already today. And here's a shot on the other side, good for the Pride. 84-69. So Benedictine, 32 three-point shots, 59 shots altogether. So most of Benedictine's shots have been from the outside. Here's another three, and that one doesn't go. Clark rebounds it back away. We've already seen, combined between these two teams, 36 free throws. And we're, what, 84 and 70, 153 points so far today. Jump shot, going to be short. And Ezra with the rebound. Ravens are going to run. We still got 5 minutes to go. And as Ezra drives into the lane, a defender reaches in, grabs the basketball and Ezra's arm. And they all go to the floor, and we'll get a timeout. It'll be Benedictine basketball when we return. But with 4:56 to play in the game, it's Clark, 84, Benedictine, 69.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger, like the Flamethrower or the Backyard Bacon Ranch. Follow it up with seasonal treats, including the Peppermint Hot Cocoa Blizzard, the French Soap Pie Blizzard, or the Frozen Hot Chocolate. Lunch, dinner, or snacks, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
It's been a tough second half for Benedictine as Clark has outscored the Ravens since intermission, 45-27. Welcome back, Raven basketball, coming to you from the Kiel Center in Dubuque, Iowa, where the Pride enjoy an 84-69 win or lead over Benedictine. I'm going to get ahead of myself here. The Ravens were in front in this game for the first half and into the second half when suddenly Clark just caught fire. They've got players like DeMarco Clayton with 23 points now, and Max Bowman 15, 13 for Daquan Lewis, a dozen Carson Lindauer. For Benedictine, big numbers for Larry Parker at 16, Harrison Kissling 15, and Jack Vanderwoody at 13. But right now, the Ravens trailing in the ball game. Here comes Clark up court with it. It is 84-69 Pride. Clark swings around to the left side with DeMarco Clayton. They run a little motion, bring it back off on top over to Lindauer. Clayton will have it on the left side. He's right in front of his team's bench. Long, long pass all the way across the floor. rotated back off on top again. Lindauer goes into the lane, and Jack is going to reach in, slap the ball free, steal it away. Benedictin on the fast break. Here comes Parker, goes in, goes up, hits the driving layup. Larry Parker with a bucket. 4:20 to go in the game. It's 84-71. Clark back up court. Clark is 3-14 on the season. 3-10 in the conference. Defeated Benedictine and Atchison back in November. Here's our driving one-handed layup that's going to be up and good. And Ravens are going to fast break. We got a Clark player down on the floor, deep in the backcourt. Play will continue, and he kind of limps his way up the floor, and the Ravens shot goes away. Clark was going to come back the other way. Now he's going to try to stay in the game. He's working that leg a little bit, maybe twisted it. And now Clark's going to turn it over, a little lack of concentration. And the ball just gets away from DeMarco Clayton and goes out of bounds out near midcourt. Benedictine basketball. Coming back into the game will be Harrison Kissling. 3:38 to play. Kissling comes in for Preston Reynolds, by the way. Now Harrison gets a quick shot off and misses. About 4 foot shot from right in front of the rim. Just too soft. Just didn't have anything on at all. Rebounding it down. It's going to be Lindauer. He'll go all the way to the left side. And then I think he assumed he had a teammate on the other wing. And he throws the ball over there actually to the crowd. And it's going to go out of bounds. Benedictine will have it in. Before the Ravens bring it in, quickly, Clark is going to call a timeout. We're going to do it. Time out of the court. Down to the last 3:12 of the game. It's Pride 86, Benedictine 71.
Taco John's just married a taco with a quesadilla. Well, not married. They're a t-couple. A quesituationship? Doesn't matter. Cheese matters. And this melty mammoth has a lot of it. Grilled all-white meat chicken and fiesta sauce wrapped in a melty four-cheese quesadilla? OMG's! I love when savory taco-y stuff gets together with melty cheesy stuff. Such a good-looking couple. The new OMG's quesadilla taco at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better.
Lady Ravens with a fabulous win in the opening game of the doubleheader today. The Benedictine guys finding themselves trailing the Pride with 3 minutes and 12 to go, 86-71. Pride taking that full time out. And Benedictine will have it in at midcourt on the far side, where Larry Parker will do the inbound work. It is Kissling, Vanderwood, Hall, Parker, and Sullivan. So Anthony Hall returns to the floor coming out of the timeout. He'll have the ball up between the circles. Kicks it over to Harrison, back out on top to Jack. Jack tries to lose the defender and instead loses the ball, but saved by Parker. He'll go into the lane, kick it back. Vanderwood will launch the three, knocks it down. Jack for three. 16 points for Jack, and it is 86-74, and we're inside 3 minutes left. Clark moving the ball around the outside, running time. Ravens relentlessly pursuing the basketball, and here is one of those kind of unusual plays as the ball handler for Clark. And that was DeMarco Clayton, drove the baseline behind the backboard. You know, guys, there's 3 feet from the backboard to the baseline and go across behind the goal. He tries to flip the ball on top. It hits the back of the board, and the ball goes out of bounds. Benedictine putting it back in play. And as they come up the floor, we're going to get a Pride foul. And the Ravens, for the first time, are going to be at the line 1-1. Stepping up there is Anthony Hall. Anthony will be there, 1-1, the foul by Clayton, front half. Yeah, nicely done. He's got another free throw coming up. 2:21 to play. Anthony can get Benedictine back to within 10, and he does. It rolls around, rolls in. 86-76 Pride at 2:20 to go. BC going to go with that full court pressure. Clark will get it into the forecourt and take it right down the middle, work between the rings, feed over to the left side. All alone, and both defenders had fallen off, and an easy turnaround layup by Bowman. 88-76, Ravens back down by a dozen. Hall comes over to the right side. Back it comes to Parker, to Kissling, the three, it's good! And the Ravens are going to take a timeout on right after that Harrison-Kissling three. Another break, Joseph with a minute 52 left. BC not throwing in the towel. It's Clark, 88, Benedictine, 79.
Looking for the ultimate night out? Head to High Voltage Bar and Dance, where the fun never stops. Open late every day of the week. Sundays, join them at 1:30 for bingo. Tuesday nights, get your boots on for free line dance lessons. And don't miss our weekend lineup. Fridays and Saturdays, it's karaoke, a DJ, or a live band bringing the house down. For all the latest updates, check out the High Voltage Facebook page. High Voltage Bar and Dance, 7-Eleven Commercial in Atchison, where every night is a good time.
Welcome back. It is Benedictine basketball here on Care Radio on a Saturday. Ravens have been trailing and now trying to battle back. They've cut the gap to 9. If you're curious what happened in the Sunflower Showdown today, it was Kansas defeating Kansas State 84-74 in Allen Fieldhouse. Ravens commit a foul trying to recover the possession of the basketball, and the first free throw is up and good by DeMarco Clayton. Second free throw is up, but it is also good. Here comes Benedictine. Baseline three. Got it, Jack, from the corner. So Jack Vanderwoody makes it 89-82. And on the other end, as they go for the driving shot, Benedictine is going to commit another foul. For Benedictine now, double-digit fouls, which means for Clark, it is 2 free throws from here on out. So again, the Jayhawks over the Wildcats today at 84-74. Free throw, it's up and good. So DeMarco Clayton hits the first of 2. He's got one more coming up, 89-82. Clayton's second free throw rolls around and goes in. That was a big one. 90-82. Minute 38 to go. Here comes BC down the floor, and now we're going to get a foul by Clark. This is a strategic kind of a thing. If you're Clark, do you foul Benedictine, allow them to score with no time going off the clock and hope that they don't hit 2 free throws, or do you not foul and hope they don't hit 3s? Because the Ravens, let's face it, only trailing here by 7. With a minute 38 to play. Basketball, that's like, dog years. A minute 38 could be a really long time. Free throw, yes. So Declan Sullivan hits the shot. Pride with the basketball coming into the backcourt with a minute 38 to go. Ravens are going to have full court pressure on the upcourt play, and we're going to get a little foul in the backcourt recorded pretty quickly. It is a foul on Benedictine, and back the other way as Ezra Bygoffa commits that foul. We're going to get a couple of free throws coming up here for Clark. Ravens making all kinds of substitutions. DeMarco Clayton will come to the line. Free throw. Got it. So with that free throw, it's now 93-84. Ravens down 9. BC coast-to-coast driving layup, not even close. Don't know how you miss a wide open layup like that, and BC is going to make another quick foul in the backcourt. That was an unfortunate miss for the Ravens as they were going, at least nose to nose on the exchanges of possessions and scores, but having missed that layup, now Clark is going to come to the free throw line again, and again they're going to hit that one. Goes to 94-84. And DeMarco Clayton, who has just been red, red hot, he's at 31 points. It's got to be a career game. Second one. Got it. 95-84 Pride with a minute 20 to go. Here comes Parker. Feeds underneath, and his bad pass is going to be thrown away. It's nearly stolen. Drew Purdy reaches in and commits a foul. And again, we will walk to the other end of the floor now with a minute 14 left. Still a lot of time. 95-84, Clark. Going down to the free throw line on the other end. The Ravens are going to have four guys, two on each side of the lane. Clark is going to have no one on that half of the floor. So, Clark is laying back strictly for defense. Free throw, no. That is a rare miss. Jonathan Howard will hit the second free throw, making it 96-84. Bryant with a minute 14 left. And here comes Benedictine up court with it. Ravens to make a couple of substitutions. Now BC will drive down the right side, goes in and up in the left-handed layup. No. Follow shot. Got it. Harrison Kissling missed the first shot, but was fortunate to be able to get the offensive rebound and put it back up and in. We've got a minute to play. 96-86, Pride by 10. Clark with full court applied by Benedictine. Having trouble with it in the backcourt, and Ravens are going to get it back. They force a turnover. Very frustrated looking Daquan Lewis is out of the floor saying, guys, I had to have some help and I got none. Benedictine will have it into their baseline. So it's Ravens basketball, but we're in the last minute. Here's a feed to Larry. Parker goes up, gets fouled. I'm sure it's the last thing that the Clark coaching staff wants to see happen. Again, allowing Benedictine to come to the line and have a chance to score points, and have no time elapse off the clock. So BC at the line, Larry Parker, free throw is up and good. And DeMarco Clayton picks up that foul, and I believe DeMarco's just fouled out of the game. So the Ravens are going to hit one and another free throw. So we're down to 47 seconds of play. And now it's an 8-point game, 96-88. Will the Pride get to the century mark? Very well, good. Ravens are going to be fouling. And again, they're going to make a foul in the backcourt coming up the floor. So Benedictine is going to force this thing to be won or lost at the free throw line. 44 seconds left. Foul is going to be on Preston Reynolds. Carson coming to the free throw line. Takes his time and strolls up here. Right-handed shooter, couple of dribbles, the shot, miss. What Benedictine looking for, just that door just cracked open, just a glimmer, a knife blade width of light shining through. Vanderwood is going to come back in. That allows the Ravens to provide a little perimeter shooting ability. Second one, rattles out, he missed them both. Benedictine coming up the floor, trying to get by, a 96-88 count. No time to waste. Baseline right. Deglin goes in, goes up, hits two. 96-90 with 35 seconds left. Benedictine, now they're going to foul. There it is. I don't know if the Ravens were unable to foul or are now looking to foul a specific player. And now the officials are going to get together and have a little conversation. What the Ravens don't want to have is that intentional kind of a foul called where it's the shots and the ball. I don't think that's what's happening here. 29 seconds to play. Devon Younghans for two free throws. First one, perfect. 97-90. One more shot coming up for Young Hans. Looking to put his team right back up by 8. And he'll do it. 98-90, Clark. And Ravens going to let this thing roll and roll and roll and pick it up near midcourt. 29, 28 seconds to go. Declan Sullivan over to the left side. Comes back out on top. Spinning in is going to be Kissling. Harrison in traffic turns and shoots and misses. Ravens are going to rebound. Falling away shot from the left side is going to be off the mark, but will have a foul. Benedictine coming again to the free throw line now, though only 18 seconds left. Every one of these seconds is very, very important. At the free throw line, Jack Vanderwoody. Looks it, shoots it, hits it. So Jack will hit the first free throw. Anthony Hall is coming into the game to replace Harrison Kissling for Benedictine, and we're going to get another timeout. Clark taking a timeout. This game's really not over. We're still at 18 seconds of play. It's a Pride 98, Benedictine 91.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
As we return, the free throw by Jack Vanderwoody is good. He'll hit them both. And now Jack comes out of the game for Ezra. We're down to 18 seconds to go, and it's a 98-92 Pride lead. In Dubuque, Iowa, at the Keel Building. Now, Clark with the ball in the backcourt. Ravens have not fouled. 13 seconds, 12 seconds. There it is. They brought Anthony Hall into the game, and I don't want to say that Anthony's just in there to commit that foul, even though he did. Certainly Anthony's in there also because of his ball handling and shooting skills, so he brings a lot of assets to the table. Clark coming to the free throw line. Free throw? No. So the first shot is up and not going to be good. And again, these two teams making myriad substitutions in a 6-point game with 12 seconds left. This free throw's big. It changes it from a 2 to a 3 possession game. The shot is up and he hits it. 99-92. Clark, Ravens race down the court and it's thrown away. The ball's going to be stolen by Clark. Here they come down the floor, taking it down the left side. They'll feed underneath. The layup's good, and that's going to do it. Did it count? And the officials say yes. Final score of tonight, the Clark Pride, 101. Benedictine, 92. We'll be back and summarize it for you right after this.
It's time now for the Amberwell Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7 FM and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage starts right after this. Ready to make some history and maybe $500 during halftime at this season's home basketball games at Atchison High School and Atchison County Community High School? You could be one of two lucky contestants who have a chance to make a half-court shot to win $500. Sponsored by Amberwell Orthopedic Care and Sports Medicine. Tickets for a chance to shoot will be sold at the gate, and all ticket proceeds go to the school. Win or lose, it's a shot worth taking. See you at the game.
Secure peace of mind for 2024. Hi, this is Brett with Naughty Pine Oil Company. We are your local, third-generation, family-owned source for bulk fuel, serving Northeast Kansas. I am inviting you now to lock in your fuel price for 2024. Prepay before you're in and enjoy stability in your fuel costs. Act now and call 785-364-3711 today for more details.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Kick off the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room. Since 1988, Mueller's has been Atchison's original sports bar and grill, serving up great food, cold beer, and all your favorite spirits. Whether you're hanging out in the dugout or relaxing on the deck, Mueller's is the place to be. Locally owned and operated, it's been the hot spot for good times for over 30 years. Mueller's Locker Room, 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
And the guys' contest this afternoon, offense was the name of the game. As the defenses gave up, 193 points this afternoon. And Clark was able to come from behind in the second half to take a win 101-92. Both teams put nine guys in the scoring column. And for Clark, none better than DeMarco Clayton, who is absolutely spectacular. How good is this? 9 of 14 from the floor, 3 of 6 from three-point range, 10 of 10 at the free throw line, 31 points. And he fouled out of the game. If he hadn't been in foul trouble, he would have gotten more, and I can assure you that that's true. Maximilio Bowman had 20. Jaquan Lewis, 13. 12 for Carson Lindauer. Four guys in double-digit scoring for Clark. Jonathan Howard had 8. 6 for Mike Castle. 5 for Devon Younghans. Nick Brandt, Hosmer Francois, each with 3. For Benedictine, tremendous game for Jack Vanderwoody. He ended up 7 of 16, including 5 of 13 from outside. A lot of shots taken by Jack, 21 points on the day. Also, 21 points and 13 rebounds, a double-double for Jack. 20 for Harrison Kissling tonight on 8 of 18 shooting, and Larry Parker right behind him with 18 points. Declan Sullivan had 13 as the Ravens also. Four guys at double-figure scoring. Drew Purdy, 8 today, 6 for Preston Reynolds. Ezra Vigoffa, 3. Anthony Hall, 2. And Gino Corridori got a point this afternoon. It was for Benedictine. Again, they had a couple of different halves. The Ravens played well first half. Clark just exploded in the second half. 62 second-half points outscoring the Ravens. 62-50 in the second half of the game. Benedictine, now 6-11 on the season, 5-8 in the conference. Clark gets his fourth win of the year, goes to 4-14 and 4-10 in the Heart of America Athletic Conference. So the Ravens on the road today. In Dubuque, they'll split the pair. The Benedictine
this
women.
Is KAIR-FM, Horton.
The Benedictine guys dropped the second game. I can take a hint, Joseph. I get it. You're right. It's time for us to wrap it up here this afternoon. I want to thank everybody for having joined us. And until we greet you next time, for Joseph, producing and engineering and handling all the work in the Care Sports Studio, Tom Couch bringing you the game. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball, heard right here on Care Radio 93.7 FM and online at msdsports.net. This has been an exclusive production of the MSC Sports Radio Network.